Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Welcome to this Christian Patriot News Update. Today is Tuesday, March 7th, 2023. Here's Q-Drop 894, originally posted March 9th of 2018. So another 5-year delta coming up this week, Thursday the 9th. We get this image. It's the Punisher. A lot of people say that represents John Durham. But remember, folks, the Punisher. Justice is coming. Remember, Q says, no mercy. None of these people will escape, and no deals. The second image in Q-Drop 894 is in the upper right. It's our favorite president pointing to renegade Barack Hussein Obama. The caption reads, when I'm done, it'll be like you were never even here. And then the Q team says, when we're done, he, that's Obama, he'll claim Kenyan citizenship as a way to escape. Drop 3005 was originally posted March 9th of 2019, so a 4-year delta on Thursday. Q says, the President of the United States told you who authorized the targeting. The drop contains this Donald J. Trump tweet. He says, terrible. Just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory. Nothing found. This is McCarthyism. And today, we'll highlight both the public feud between our favorite president, Donald J. Trump, and Barack Hussein Obama, as well as the silent war behind the scenes. Q-Drop 3011 was also posted March 9th of 2019, so another upcoming 4-year delta. We get sealed to unsealed. Indictments are coming. Keep in mind that when the storm starts, we're going to see indictments unsealed, arrests, military tribunals. Remember, military is the only way, and executions for treason and sedition against the United States of America. Drop 3019 was originally posted March 10th of 2019, so a 4-year delta on Friday the 10th. March Madness. Do you have your, and we get brackets. Think kill boxes. Folks, who do you have in your kill box? Who do you think will be the first arrest? Do you have your bracket filled in? Drop 911 was originally posted March 10th of 2018, so an upcoming 5-year delta. And Anon says, hey Q, are we going to have a big week this week? Q says, March Madness. Drop 928 was also posted March 10th of 2018. Risk of conspiracy label, the deeper we go. The truth will shock the world. Yesterday, that's Monday, March 6th at 8.02 p.m., our favorite president shared the following truth. Now remember, timestamps are important. Everything has meaning. Q says, learn our comms. So how do you hide a message in clear sight? One of the things the Q team does is they use timestamps. Let's read Trump's truth, and then let's have a look at Q-Drop 2002. How did I get there? 8.02 p.m. in military time. Add the 12. 8.02 p.m. is 2002 military time. Pay close attention to the first word in this truth. Polls. Polls show me doing substantially better against hopeless Joe Biden than DeSantis would do. An early forerunner would be the 2020 election, where I did much better than when? Than 2016. So we get polls, and we get a reference to the 2016 election. Pay attention to those two parts of Trump's truth. Getting more votes than any sitting president in history. That election, however, was massively rigged. That's a reference to the 2020 election. They used the China virus, the FBI, Twitter, Facebook, and ballot stuffing in order to cheat. Good Republicans won't let that happen again. To the right is QDrop 2002. It opens in the middle of your screen with this message from an anon. He says, did the Washington Post dedicate resources to conduct an actual poll, all caps, poll, regarding QAnon? Remember, folks, there's Q and there are anons, but there is no QAnon. But the fake news media, they refer to Q and anons. They lump everything together and say QAnon. You know, the baseless conspiracy theory. Here's a better question. Does the WAPO, that's the Washington Post, skew all polls? I'll bet good money that they do. Every single one. And we all know you don't waste money on a poll unless it supports your claim. There are three kinds of lies. Lies, darn lies, and statistics. That's a quote from Mark Twain. And then Q gives us this graphic from 2016. It's the chances to win the presidency. Clinton, 98.1, and our favorite president, just 1.6%. Q concludes, fake news. Here's another Monday, March 6th truth from our favorite president. This one's posted at 9:11 p.m. And if you add the 12, you get to 21:11. Nothing significant there, but I think it's worth pointing out that earlier I shared QDrop 9:11, and it's when the anon said, hey Q, are we going to have a big week this week? Q says, March Madness. And for those of you paying attention, it's already a big news week. Trump says, congratulations to Tucker Carlson on one of the biggest scoops as a reporter in U.S. history. The new surveillance footage of the January 6th events sheds an entirely different light on what actually happened. The Unselect Committee was a giant scam and has now unequivocally been stamped as criminal fabricators of the most important day. Pelosi and McConnell failed on security. The police story is sad and difficult to watch. Trump and most others are totally innocent. Let them, and that's a reference to the January 6th prisoners, let them go free now. Expert investors are warning to prepare for a recession unlike any other. History has proven the only way the Fed can fight inflation is with a recession. In 2008, the stock market and housing market crashed. Meanwhile, gold doubled from $800 to $1,600 an ounce in just 2.5 years. Protect your hard-earned savings by investing in gold and silver. Call the Patriot Gold Group today before it's too late. Patriot Gold Group is introducing the 2023 Recession Protection No Fee for Life IRA, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may be eligible for the No Fee for Life IRA on qualifying rollovers. Call 844-402-0988 for a free investor guide today, or use the first link in the description box below this video. Mention Christian Patriot News and get best-in-class service from Patriots protecting Patriots. Patriot Gold Group is a Consumer Affairs top-rated gold IRA dealer 6 years in a row.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States at Real Donald Trump. At Real Donald Trump. At least I will go down as a president.
Now America is once again at a moment of reckoning.
Our book is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. We will make America great again. We're gonna take our country back from these people.
president-elect.
I love what our favorite president said at one point in that video. He said, "I love this country. It's payback time." Now, folks, I'm not a vengeful person, but I want you to think payback equals revenge. You'll find out what I'm talking about in just a little while. We'll circle back. He says, "We're going to take our country back from these people." He's also shared with us that the best is yet to come. I want you to think promises made, promises kept. Folks, you're watching a scripted movie, and you're going to love the way this movie ends. Many of you may not realize the tension between Obama and Trump. Several years ago, our favorite president accused Obama of not being an American citizen. Then Obama produced a birth certificate that later was actually proven to be a fake birth certificate. Well, then Obama takes the opportunity to roast Trump publicly, and I'll show you that clip. So this is the birth certificate in question, and if anyone wants me to ever do an entire broadcast on it, let me know. I'll do an entire deep dive into the layers that went into the making of this birth certificate. And forensically, it's been proven by digital forensic scientists that this is indeed a fraudulent birth certificate. So I'll play this clip, and I'm going to play the first minute first, and then I'll skip some stuff because he just talks about a lot of different things that are not important, and then we'll resume when he starts talking about Trump. Now, remember, Trump comes up because Trump originally tweeted that he does not believe that Obama is an actual United States citizen. And that's why they made this fake birth certificate, to try to prove that he indeed was.
My fellow Americans, some of you heard, the state of Hawaii released my official long-form birth certificate. Hopefully, this puts all doubts to rest. But just in case there are any lingering questions, tonight, I'm prepared to go a step further. Tonight, for the first time, I am releasing my official birth video. I want to make clear to the Fox News table, that was a joke. That was not my real birth video. That was a children's cartoon. Yep.
So you see how cocky, how arrogant President Obama spoke at that time. You'll notice a significant difference in his confidence these days. And let me show you something else regarding Obama's birth certificate. Think the dead tell no tales. This was a report by NBC News on December 12, 2013. The health director who approved the release of President Obama's birth certificate has died in a plane crash, Hawaiian officials said Thursday. Loretta Fuddy died after the Cessna Grand Caravan aircraft she was traveling on went down shortly after leaving Kalaupapa Airport at around 3:15 p.m. local time on Wednesday. The other eight people on board were rescued. Richard Schumann, president of Makani Kai Air, told NBC News early Thursday, adding that there was no indication as to why the plane had crashed. So you hear that? The other eight people on board were rescued. Of course they were. And that's a very nefarious event. For those of you who want me to take a deep dive on this event, Obama's birth certificate and all of the strange things that surround it, I'd be happy to go there. This is Q-Drop 894, originally posted March 2018. And while I'm talking about things like these small plane crashes where that woman died, that's one of many ways that Q has let us know that the deep state takes out those that might cause them problems. The other way is these heart attack guns. Think Justice Scalia. And then another way is through suicides, meaning these folks didn't commit suicide. They were murdered, but it's labeled a suicide. Think about these people who saw the Anthony Weiner laptop, where he had that file called insurance policy against the Clintons. Of the 12 police officers who saw what was on that laptop, 9 of them supposedly have committed suicide. This post contains 2 pictures. The first is a picture of the Punisher. The Punisher is similar to Pepe. It's a mascot that Q uses on a regular basis. Think they will not get away with their crimes. Their crimes will not go unpunished. Pain is coming. The second picture says, "When I'm done, it'll be like you were never even here." And it's a picture of Trump pointing at Hussein. It says, "When we're done, he'll claim Kenyan citizenship as a way to escape. And he is Obama. He will be found guilty of his crimes against humanity and treason and sedition against the United States of America." And I'll take you back to that clip where you'll see a cocky and haughty Obama continue to attack our favorite president.
Donald Trump is here tonight. And I know that he's taken some flack lately, but no one is happier. No one is prouder to put this birth certificate matter to rest than the Donald. And that's because he can finally get back to focusing on the issues that matter. Like, did we fake the moon landing? What really happened in Roswell? And where are Biggie and Tupac? Say what you will about Mr. Trump. He certainly would bring some change to the White House. All kidding aside, obviously we all know about your credentials and breadth of experience. For example, just recently in an episode of Celebrity Apprentice, at the steakhouse, the men's cooking team did not impress the judges from Omaha Steaks. And there was a lot of blame to go around, but you, Mr. Trump, recognized that the real problem was a lack of leadership. And so ultimately, you didn't blame Little John or Meatloaf. You fired Gary Busey. And these are the kind of decisions that would keep me up at night.
The Biden regime drained our strategic oil reserves to bring down gas prices. But you've seen the price of eggs and groceries. Inflation's at a 40-year high and going up fast. Take control of your retirement with a self-directed IRA with physical gold and silver, not paper, physical gold and silver. Top investors predict gold and silver will both hit all-time highs. Call the proud Americans of the Patriot Gold Group today before it's too late. Get their 2023 Recession Protection No Fee for Life IRA, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may be eligible for the No Fee for Life IRA on qualifying rollovers. Call 844-402-0988 for a free investor guide today, or use the first link in the description box below this video. Mention Christian Patriot News and get best-in-class service. Patriot Gold Group is a consumer affairs top-rated gold IRA dealer 6 years in a row. Now, a lot of you aren't going to like this clip, but I'm going to show you this one-minute clip on our favorite president talking about getting revenge. I think Obama should be shaking in his shoes right now. Now, listen, as a Christian man, I do believe in turning the other cheek. I do believe in loving my enemies and blessing those who curse me. So I do pray for Donald Trump on a regular basis. And one of those things that I pray is that he would be born again and baptized in God's Spirit. I don't know his current status as it relates to him being born again with his faith in Christ, that he is a confessed sinner who has received Christ as his personal Savior. I don't know those things. Only God knows his heart. But he wasn't saved when he said these words. And I'll play this clip for you.
You talk in your book about getting even, the importance of getting even. Is revenge sweet?
I believe strongly in getting even. If somebody has hurt you, if somebody's gone out of their way to hurt you, I think that if you have the opportunity, you should certainly go out of your way to do a number on them. And I've had more criticism about that one statement in my book than any other statement. The clergy is called, the ministers, the priests, the rabbis, they've all said, what a terrible thing to say. That's against our teachings. I just believe it.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
I believe in an eye for an eye.
If you did turn the other cheek, as the clergy are presumably suggesting to you, what would that do to your reputation in business circles here in New York,
too? Well, I don't know what it would do to my reputation. I just don't believe instinctively in turning the other cheek. If somebody was out to hurt you, if somebody was out to do a number on you, I really believe that you should just do a number on them if you get the chance.
Can you give me an example?
Well, there were people that I really helped in business when things were very good in the 1980s and when my company was going good. And they did not lift a finger to help me when I needed it. And there were a couple of them that could have very easily helped me. Now I have the opportunity to do a number on those people. And I will tell you, I'm having a lot of fun with the opportunity.
So think about all the rhinos that Trump helped to get elected. Think Mitch McRhino, who then turned on our favorite president. And think about Obama. He had a whole lot to say. You know why? Because his elections were rigged and he never thought she would lose. So he was talking from a position of complete confidence. Turned out to be overconfidence. Our favorite president says, now I have the opportunity to do a number on those people and I'm having a lot of fun with the opportunity. So, folks, I want to encourage everyone to continue to pray for our favorite president. One of the things that I pray for each and every day is, Father, I pray that you would reveal Donald Trump to be president again. Or I pray that you would make that way for our favorite president to be back in office, that you would reveal that he is the true president. Or if need be, that you would right the wrongs that happened during the 2020 election. And Father, I pray that you would give Donald Trump supernatural wisdom, supernatural guidance, and supernatural strength to navigate this country and the world into a place where evil is eradicated and a great harvest for souls begins. We understand everything that will happen in the end according to your word in the book of Revelations, but we're just praying for a time of peace, to share your gospel to the corners of the earth, to every living creature. We pray these things in Jesus' name. And I'll tell you something else, folks. Whether Donald Trump is saved or not, I do not know. But what I can tell you is God will often use people, whether saved or not, for his good purposes. In Pharaoh's case, he hardened Pharaoh's heart. That's not a good thing. But think about King Cyrus. When God's children, the Israelites, went into captivity after their temple had been destroyed, they went back to Israel, back to the city of Jerusalem, and King Cyrus ended up building the second temple. And it was prophesied about him. And they said, listen, our scripture talks about you being the man who would build our second temple. And King Cyrus says, well, then let's get started. And you see, in the same manner, I believe that President Donald J. Trump is a modern day King Cyrus. I believe that he is used by God to serve God in such a time as this for an incredible purpose. I believe that our Heavenly Father is going to work through Donald Trump and millions of praying Americans to restore this once great nation. Some of you hearing my voice right now, you've been blessed tremendously by God in the area of finances. God gives some people a very special financial anointing, and they prosper in everything they do. And quite often, God gives such people a heart of generosity. Please contact me personally to step up and sponsor a show. My personal email address is christianpatriotnews@protonmail.com. It's on your screen now. Please use the subject line, sponsor a show. I'm not talking about advertising a product or a service. Those are advertisers. I'm talking about supporting me and my beautiful wife personally for our work as digital soldiers, sharing truth far and wide. Thank you in advance for your incredible generosity. We are truly grateful. So we saw that 1998 Trump clip, wanting revenge, wanting to get even, an eye for an eye. Compare that with this clip. It's from Christmas of 2020. And let's see if there's any difference between Trump's words and his attitude, maybe even his faith, from 1998, that's 25 years ago, and to just a few years ago, back in 2020.
To every family across our nation, the First Lady and I want to wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas. For Christians, this is a joyous time to remember God's greatest gift to the world. More than 2,000 years ago, the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary. He said, "Do not be afraid. You have found favor with God." The angel told her that she would give birth to a baby boy, Jesus, who would be called the Son of the Most High. 9 months later, Christ was born in the town of Bethlehem. The Son of God came into the world in a humble stable. As Christians everywhere know, the birth of our Lord and Savior changed history forever. At Christmas, we give thanks to God, and that God sent His only Son to die for us and to offer everlasting peace to all humanity. More than 2 millennia after the birth of Jesus Christ, His teachings continue to inspire and uplift billions and billions of people all over the globe. His divine word still fills our hearts with hope and faith, and Christians everywhere still strive to live by Jesus' timeless commandment to His disciples: love one another. Above all, during the sacred season, our souls are full of thanks and praise for Almighty God for sending us Christ, His Son, to redeem the world. Tonight we ask that God will continue to bless this nation, and we pray that He will grant every American family a Christmas season full of joy, hope, and peace. On behalf of Melania and the entire Trump family, Merry Christmas to all, and best wishes for a very, very great and happy New Year. Thank you.
So you can see there a tale of two Donalds. Not long ago, I preached about a tale of two Peters, and I demonstrated the Apostle Peter before he received God's Spirit and after. Remember, before he received God's Spirit, he denied our Savior and King three times. And when the rooster crowed, he wept bitterly. And after Christ went to the cross and then rose, ascended into heaven, and God poured out His Spirit at the first Pentecost, and then Peter preached, and 3,000 were added to their number that day. So think about the multiplication of God. Peter went from denying Christ three times to 3,000 being added to their number. So here's how I look at it. As long as a person has breath in their lungs, and as long as their heart is still beating, they can confess with their mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in their hearts that God raised His Son from the dead. And when a person believes that Jesus died for them, then they are born again. Behold, the old has passed away. All things have become brand new. So folks, God did not send his son into the world so that bad people could be better people. He gave his son so that dead people, people like me who are dead in our sins, could have new life, eternal life, through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in Christ will not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Nobody comes to the Father except through Christ. So what do you have to believe? Specifically this, that when Christ was brutally beaten, tortured, and eventually murdered, that he paid a price that he did not owe. And we owed a debt we could not pay. You see, Abraham is called the father of faith. And God's word says that Abraham believed God, and that was accredited him as righteousness. So here's what I want to share. Faith equals righteousness. Believing that when you put your faith in Christ, that Christ died in your place to pay your sin debt in full, your sins are forgiven, and you have eternal life through faith in Christ. So if you've never done it before, there's never been a better time than the present. That's why the present is called the present, because it's a gift. So use the gift of this moment from God to confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. If you've never prayed that you would be saved, you can do that right now by saying something just like this. Father, I may not know you, but this guy's telling me that I can have eternal life by believing that you gave your son to die in my place. And Father, I can believe that. I don't know why you did it that way, but I love the way that you did it. And I thank you that you gave your son to die for me. My faith is in your son. I accept Jesus into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. I thank you, Father, that my sins are forgiven through faith in Christ. And I will follow him now until my dying breath. I thank you, Father, for your forgiveness. I thank you that in this moment I am born again. And I thank you that you've given me eternal life in your paradise through faith in your Son. And it's in the name of Jesus Christ that I pray these things. Amen. You see, folks, if there was only two things I could teach you, I would teach you these two things. I would teach you, one, you cannot be good enough to earn eternal life. God's word says that the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you're thinking that your righteousness is going to earn you eternal life, if you think you can be good enough, if you think you can pray enough, if you think that you can read your Bible enough, if you think that you can perform enough miracles and prophesy enough and cast out enough demons to earn eternal life, I'll remind you of Scripture in Matthew 7, where it says that a group of people will say unto Jesus, "Lord, Lord, do we not prophesy in your name and in your name cast out demons and in your name perform many miracles?" And Jesus says, "Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. I never knew you." You don't want to hear those words from our Lord and our Savior and King. You want to hear him say at heaven's gates, "Well done, my son, with you I am well pleased." You see, without faith, it's impossible to please God. First, we have to realize that he is real and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently and earnestly seek him. You see, if you don't have faith that Christ died for you, if you don't know for sure that you can't be good enough to earn your way into heaven by performing all kinds of awesome things, if you don't know that, you will be sadly disappointed on that day where you will face judgment. You see, it's appointed once for a man to die and then face judgment. If people are talking to you about reincarnation and things like that, they're lying to you and they're sharing demonic doctrines, literally doctrines of Satan himself. God's word is very clear. It's appointed once for a man to die and then face judgment. We're constantly warned about following false doctrines and false teachings. There's a group of people and they pray to Mary and they have her intercede on their behalf. God's word says there's one mediator between God and man, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, folks, the Apostle Paul, he commended a group of believers who were known as the Bereans, and he commended them because he spoke to them, and then they took the time to look everything up in Scripture to make sure that what he was telling them is true. So I'll advise you, read God's word. Start with the New Testament, the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and read through the book of Revelation, and then read the entire Bible cover to cover from Genesis to Revelation. I wouldn't leave something as important as my eternal well-being. I wouldn't leave that up to chance. I'd want to study that for myself. And if you don't find yourself interested in studying God's word and spending time with your Heavenly Father in prayer, it's likely that you don't love God. You don't love His Son, Jesus. It's something that you have to come to terms with. If you're in that kind of place, I would encourage you to, number one, be born again, and number two, pray that God would help you to fall recklessly and madly and head over heels in love with Him, because all of eternity is on the line. You see, eternity in God's paradise is eternal fellowship with our Heavenly Father in His Son, Jesus. You see, you can have fellowship with your Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ right now. What are you doing with that opportunity? How are you spending your time, especially as it relates to seeking God, putting Him first? Putting Him not just first every day, but keeping Him your top priority. God's word says that anyone who loves mother or father or son or daughter more than Me is not worthy of Me. We are to love God above everything else. Do not have any idols before the Lord your God. And not long ago, I said there are two things, but I only talked to you about salvation. I also want to talk with you about the indwelling Holy Spirit. That is God's desire to live in you by His Spirit. It's when His Spirit joins with your spirit, the two become one flesh, by which we can cry out, Abba, Father. If you're not sure about God's Spirit and its functions, there are two functions of the Spirit of God. The first is to draw you into a relationship with God. You see, nobody comes to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ unless the Spirit draws them. The second function of the Spirit is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. For those of you who want more on that, read the entire chapters of John, chapter 14 and 15. Read Acts, chapter 1, chapter 2, chapters 8 and 19. That'll show you Jesus talking about His Spirit, and then you'll actually see in Acts, chapters 1 and 2, the Spirit falling upon the 120 in the upper room. And then in Acts 8 and 19, you'll see folks being baptized in the Spirit of the Lord through the laying on of hands. So what I recommend to people is call around. Call different churches near you and just say, hey, I just want to make sure that you believe everything that God's Word says, and tell them those chapters. And I just want to make sure that you believe in being born again and Spirit-filled, meaning folks lay hands on people that they might receive the Holy Spirit. You see, God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Some versions say self-control. So if you don't have the power of God's Spirit, or you're not sure, I would make very sure of this, because I don't want to fight this good fight of faith in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, my own strength, but rather I love having God's infinite strength working through me, roaring through me like the mighty lion of the tribe of Judah. I've given you the scriptural references. I don't make anything up. And I'll encourage you that when you read God's word, Don't read what you believe. Don't twist scripture to have it fit what you've already been taught. Rather, believe what you read. Thanks for watching today. Please support my work as a frontline soldier, sharing truth far and wide. I've got links to GiveSendGo, DonorBox, BuyMeACoffee.com, and my Cash App all in the description box below this video. If the links don't work, it's no trouble. Simply visit www.givesendgo. That's givesendgo.com and hit the search icon. Enter my name, it's Christian Space, Patriot Space News, and I'll come up. Thank you in advance for your incredible generosity. I cannot do this without you, and together we will win, especially the good fight of faith and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for those of us who put our faith and our hope and our trust in Him.